Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents High School Basketball.
Schwenka way out away from the hoop, dribbles to the free throw line, cut off there, gives it off Christensen, dribbles into traffic, kicks it back out to Kissinger, drives the baseline left side, 5-foot floater, good. Derek Kissinger with his second bucket of the ball game.
Today it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Here's Janicek trying to go one-on-one off the dribble. Dishes it off of the baseline to Reese. Back up top, Pritchard for three more. And three more in the bank for Caleb Pritchard. He's 2 of 2 beyond the arc, and Pleasanton takes the early six-point lead.
Six programs will hoist a state title trophy today, and you can hear every game right here on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. It's time to crown our next state champion. But first, the New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center, the fourth of six state championship games being played today here at the Devaney Center. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on the ESPN Superstation in central Nebraska. Earlier today, it was Omaha Central winning a championship. The Lincoln Christian Crusaders won a title as well, and also Giltner at the Horn won a state championship. Next up, it will be West Point Central Catholic or Howells, who will come away with the Class D1 state championship. West Point Central Catholic now 20-8 on the season, making it into the state championship game, and Howells at 24-2. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the starters after this.
Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Welcome back here to the Devaney Center. Let's give you the starting lineups. As we mentioned, the Howells Bobcats, they are at 24-2 on the season. And West Point Central Catholic, they are at 20-8 on the year. But these two teams, in terms of wild card points, were the top two teams that made it to the state basketball tournament. So they are the two teams that were kind of really expected to be here, I guess. And their path to the championship went this way for top-seeded West Point Central Catholic. They rolled past Cedar Valley in their first game 59-42, and they won last night's semifinal over Bruning Davenport Shickley 50-42. Now for Howells, they are the number two seed. They got past Sandhills Thetford 77-33 in their first round matchup, and really didn't have to work a whole lot harder in the semifinals against Pawnee City, as they got past the Larry the Cable Guys by a final of 54-37. By the way, Larry the Cable Guy, a native of Pawnee City, if you didn't already know that. Anyway, so these two teams, certainly the two best teams in Class D1, at least when you take a look at their efforts here in Lincoln, as well as their wild card points. Now let's give you the starters. We'll begin, first of all, for the visiting team. That will be the Bobcats of Howells. Their starters look like this. Tyler Bressel is a 6'1 senior. He's averaging 6.5 points and 2 rebounds a game. Sam Schlottman, a 6'1 senior, averaging 12.5 points, 6 rebounds a contest. Brian Bayer, a junior, he is 6'5, averaging 15 points and 6 rebounds a game. Dylan Dostal, a 5'8 senior, 7 points and 2 rebounds a game. And Jordan Brickacek is a junior. He is 6'5, averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds even on the season. So West Point Central Catholic, their starters are these. Nathan Bruning is a senior at 6'1. He is averaging 9.5 points and 2 rebounds a game. Cody Stolp, a senior, 5'11, 9 points, 2.5 rebounds a contest. Anthony Ritter, a 6'2 senior, averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds a game. Nathan Ulrich, a 6'4 senior, averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds. And Alex Styron is a 6'5 senior, averaging 15 points and 10 rebounds a game. Your starters brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and they take the time to get to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. What's in it for these two teams is a state championship, and we'll tip it off to decide who's going to win it. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Welcome back here to the Devaney Center. As we mentioned, Howells is the visiting team. They'll be in their road black uniforms with the orange numbers with a little bit of white trim on there, a little bit of white piping as well. And West Point Central Catholic is in their home whites, and they win the opening tip. They got blue numbers, letters, and trim. So Central Catholic brings in the offensive zone here. And with it is Stolp. Stolp will dump it off on the right side. And they'll enter it inside for Styron. He'll kick it back out. No good, but an offensive rebound by Styron, and he hits the shot. So he's got an offensive rebound and a bucket, and pressure being put on Howell. Schlottman gave it away. Now he gets it back, top of the circle. He'll kick it left side. Three-pointer by Dostal, and it is good. Dylan Dostal with the first bucket of the game and the first lead here for Howells at 3-2. So in the offensive zone come the Jays. And the pass stolen away. Brester with the steal and the layup. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Ritter. Ritter has it on the baseline. Turnaround jumper. Rolls around and good. Nice job there by Ritter to muscle up there. Long jumper on that baseline. Shot no good. Tipped around. Coming out of there with it for Howells is going to be Schlottman. And Schlottman entry pass goes all the way through the lane. And it's going to be picked up by Ulrich. Pass on the inside. Jumper up and good. So West Point Central Catholic running the floor. And now slowing it down is going to be Howells. West Point Central Catholic with a 6-3 lead. And a little ball fake by Schlottman. Schlottman takes it on the baseline. Kicks in the corner on the right side for Dostal. Top of the circle here for Brester. Back to Dostal. Dostal enters it in. Reverse layup. Rolling around. Nice shot there by Brian Bayer. Got the ball in underneath and hit the reverse layup. And right now, Howells will try to trap. The pass goes through the hands of Ulrich and out of bounds. So now Howells with the opportunity to inbound it, maybe get that lead back here. They trail it now 6-5. A couple minutes into the D1 state championship. Top two teams in the state playing for the championship. And Brester gets the ball on the left side. He's open for three, and he hits the three. Tyler Brestel drains the three-pointer. And pretty good pressure being put on. They'll kick it out left side. Bruning works it in, and driving shot no good by Styron. And now coming out with it is going to be Brester. Brester gives it up right side. Schlappman drives, and Schlappman with a little runner in the lane. And Howells takes the lead back. It is 10-6, the largest lead of the game here for Howells. 5 minutes to go here, first quarter. Bruning for three. He hits the three. Well, both these two teams showed up with their offenses, that's for sure. Now they turn it over. The steal driving is Bruning, and Bruning is going to be fouled. West Point Central Catholic forced the turnover. Went in, they had numbers, and a little reach there to stop the easy layup, and Bruning now will go line and shoot two. 4:55 to go here in a one-point ball game, first quarter. And Bruning to shoot two, and the free throw is a little bit short. The foul on Brikacek is his first, team's first as well. A lot of energy, not a lot of fouls committed, not a lot of fouls called for that obvious reason. Bruning hits both free throws. And he's got 5 points in the game. We are tied at 10. And across the timeline is going to be Matt Gooch for Howells, who checked in. He'll give it for Schlottman, who kicks on the right side. Now on the baseline with it is Brikacek. Pass out. Here's Schlottman. Schlottman in the lane. There's a foul in underneath. And that'll be on Nathaniel Haas for West Point Central Catholic. So Howells will inbound underneath their own basket. And they get it for Dossel. Dossel gives it on the baseline. Driving here is Schlottman. Schlottman shot no good. Rebounded by Bayer. And then it's tipped away. Blue Jays on the run. They get it to Eilert. And they'll kick it right back out. Here's a four for Ritter. A three-pointer for Ritter, and it's good. So Ritter drains the three-pointer, and we're going to have a little reach right in front of us. Whistled on Nathaniel Haas. So second foul whistled of the game here against West Point Central Catholic. Gives us a chance to kind of catch our breath a little bit. This has been a torrid start to the game for both of these two teams. They have brought a lot of energy here. On the right side, Dossel has it. Dossel in a little bit of trouble, and we're going to have a reach. Whistled on West Point Central Catholic. Three team fouls now whistled against the Blue Jays. And Howells brings it in the offensive zone. Dribbling against the pressure is going to be Schlottman. Schlottman runs into some pressure from Dossel. Dossel gave it away. Now on the baseline is Bayer. His jumper is no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Ulrich. And now on the run come the West Point Central Catholic Blue Jays. Jays use up the dribble, and they'll get it out top of the circle for Bruning. And the pass on that left side is tipped away. So WPCC will inbound underneath their own basket. And toss it in is going to be Bruning. Bruning off of a couple screens, has a man open in the corner, but doesn't find him. Instead, he finds Styron, and he'll get it off here left side for Bruning. Nice motion offense up top. And pass stolen away. Nice steal. Good hands there by Matt Gooch. Gooch outlet pass up ahead. Now here's a layup on the trail. It's no good, but a foul called as Howells runs the floor. And you can hear that knockdown right in front of us. Matt Gooch, good defensive hands there. Started that by creating the steal and then an extra pass. And now Trent Masney will go to the line. He'll have a couple of shots here. His first free throw is on the way, and it's in and out no good. 3:29 to go here. Quarter number one, West Point Central Catholic 13, Howells 10. The Howells Bobcats at the free throw line. Howells! Free throw on the way, and it is no good. Rebound by Ulrich. Three turnovers for West Point Central Catholic. Howes has turned it over twice. Right now, the Blue Jays have the basketball and have a three-point lead. Dribbling up top is going to be Ritter. Ritter has his pocket pick. It's a steal. Nice job by the Howes Bobcats. As Schlottman has it, drives, loses the ball on the way in. And whoever has the basketball is a marked man in this game. Ritter has it. Outlet pass up ahead to Stahl. And now back around the perimeter we go. Bruning, he'll fire a three. It's short. And the rebound ripped out of there by Howes. Jordan Brickacek, and they'll get it up on the right side. Massney gives it on the baseline. Bear will drive. Shot right at point-blank range is off the mark. And now Ritter will bring it in the offensive zone after the rebound. He gives it on the baseline. Now in the lane, it's Styron, and we've got a foul. And they're going to say the foul came as the pass was entered in and before the shot. So the Blue Jays will inbound here. And they'll just throw it in the backcourt. Picking it up is going to be Cody Stahl. He's going to be picked up defensively there by Brester. Picks up his dribble, gives it off top of the circle. Dribbling Ritter. Ritter gives it off for Stahl. Stahl, 17-foot jumper, bounces around, no good. The tip on the inside won't fall. Another tip, and finally, Howell pulls down the rebound. That's Matt Gooch. And Gooch will get it up ahead for Schlottman. Throws in the offensive zone to Bressner. Bressner picked up defensively. Gets it in the lane. A little spin move. Shot no good for Schlottman. Rebound by the Jays. It's a two-on-two fast break. Little jump stop. Shot. Rolls around. And good for Nathan Bruning. And Bruning hits the shot. And a timeout for Howell. West Point Central Catholic 15. Howell 10. Minute 48 to go here in the first quarter. We're back after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, welcome back here to the Devaney Sports Center. And, boy, this is a torrid pace to this game. Both these two teams going right at each other offensively and defensively. There have been four lead changes already. And it's been a while since Howells has scored a field goal anyway. Last field goal they had was at the 5:20 mark. That was about 4 minutes ago. And they'll try to fix it here as they give it to Gooch on the baseline. He'll drive, pass in the lane. That's to Bear, and Bear walked with it. Yeah, had a little trouble with it. That'll be another turnover. And unofficially now, four turnovers on West Point Central Catholic. Three now against Howells. And now West Point Central Catholic will face a little bit of pressure. Stahl brings it into the offensive zone. Long pass up ahead to Gunther. Then the quick jumper. It's no good. And fighting for the rebound is Gunther. Long rebound pulled out of there by Ulrich. And that will reset the offense. Top of the circle with the basketball. Gunther, he'll give it off right side here for Bruning. Bounce pass to Gunther. He'll enter it inside. There's Styron. His jumper no good. Offensive rebound. Styron won't fall. Another offensive rebound. This time Ulrich with the bucket. He pulls down a couple of rebounds and the bucket here. And with the dribble is going to be Bressner. Bressner through the lane. Puts up an awkward looking shot. It's no good. And the rebound by Styron. A 7-point West Point Central Catholic lead. Law pass in underneath. Ulrich will kick the ball right back out for Stahl. He'll give it off left side for Bruning. 30 seconds left. Bruning now will give it off on the right side for Stahl. Now they'll skip it back out for Bruning. Around the perimeter we go as they're just passing over the top of that zone, really making Howells move their feet. Now right wing, Ulrich kicks it out. Facing the basket and catching is Bruning. His long three, no good. Tries to save it and does. Into the hands of Gunther. He'll put up the jumper. That's an air ball. And the rebound by Matt Gooch. And Gooch will let traffic clear. 2 seconds left. Half-court shot at the buzzer. No good. Actually, there was a tip underneath by Dostal. If Dostal would have somehow got that up, I think it would have counted. In any event, one quarter is in the books, and West Point Central Catholic has a 17-10 lead over Howells. We'll be back with the second quarter of the Deet 1 state championship game right after this.
Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke! Gilder wins their first ever state championship in boys basketball.
Congratulations, Hornets, but that isn't all because
Minden is going to the state championship!
It's a day of champions brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Minden for the title, 8:30 tonight. ESPN Superstation 1460, 1550, and the Breeze 94.5.
Holy smoke! Wow!
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop into Kerr Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today, South Burlington in Hastings.
Welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center, where West Point Central Catholic has a 17-10 lead over Howells as we're just about ready to get things underway here in the second quarter. And we'll check some first quarter numbers for you here in just a moment. Mitch Bellina brings in the offensive zone for Howells as he starts the second quarter here. Baseline jumper right wing for Brickajack. It's no good. And the loose ball is picked up by Bellina. He puts up a shot, but he is fouled. Hard foul in underneath. So far in the game, West Point Central Catholic 7-16 from the field and 2-6 from behind the three-point arc. From the field here for Howells, they are 4-13. That's 31% and 2-4 from behind the arc. And a free throw here by Bellina, and it is no good. Schlottman checks back into battle here. And also number 30, Matt Gooch. Just getting a quick little breather here. And you got to rest for 15 extra seconds at the end of the quarter. The free throw, no good for Bellina, and it is rebounded by Ritter. Pass around the perimeter. Now they enter it inside for Styron. He'll kick it back out. And he'll kick over for Bruning. Bruning facing this 1-3-1 zone defense. They'll get it right side for Bernard Eilerts. And he'll get it down low. Nice pass. Styron from point blank range lays that one up and in. Good pass. Set it up. And a long bad pass by Howells at the turnover. Schlottman can't come up with the ball, and it is out of bounds. So another turnover here on Howells. And so West Point Central Catholic with a 9-point lead with the opportunity of adding on to their lead just a little bit. They bring it in the offensive zone without much problem, and Stahl will then be kind of trapped there. And his pass is actually knocked down by Sam Schlottman. And it goes out of bounds. So the Blue Jays will have to inbound it again here. And they'll toss it in for Eilerts. And they'll lob it inside. Good hands there by Styron. Bad pass, and he was able to do something with it. Stahl pass it right now. Now the bounce pass, top of the circle here for Eilerts. They'll enter it in. Styron kicks back out for Stahl. And left side, Eilerts, his three, no good. And the rebound is actually tipped by Gooch into the hands of Brickachek. And then the long outlet pass is stolen away. Eilerts has it. And then his pass is stolen by Brickachek. And he throws it through the lane. And it is last touched by one of the Blue Jays and out of bounds. So, again, these two defenses really hawking after the ball. Bobcats inbound it, get it near midcourt. Dostal enters it on the inside. Pass is knocked away by the Blue Jays. And Jays now, after the turnover, are going to run a little bit. They get it out for Bruning. Bruning kicks it right back out. And they'll give it up right side for Stahl. Stahl right wing for Eilerts. Law pass back out for Stahl. Gives it at the elbow to Styron. And nice ball movement here by the Jays. as Bruning has it. He'll fire a three, back the iron and no good. And Howells pulls down the rebound. Up high for it was Rickajack. And we're going to have a little block now, whistled on Bruning. Bruning with the block, and that'll be a foul on him. And that is now 16 fouls against Winnis Point Central Catholic. Two have been whistled against Howells here in the ballgame. We're in the second quarter, 19 to 10, 9-point lead. Jumper, no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Howells, but a foul. Bayer got the rebound, but he went over the back to be able to make the rebound, so that'll be his first personal foul, third as a team against the Howells Bobcats. Now the Bobcats will try to pressure the ball a little bit. Estolf will get the inbounds. He'll get it off for Gunther. Gunther right back out here for Stolp, right in front of us with it is Eilerts. Eilerts gets it in the lane, jumper no good for Styron, and the rebound taken out of there by Schlottman. Schlottman dribbles through the traffic, will dump on the baseline, with it is Brickacek, his shot up and good. First points of the second quarter here for Howells, and it's been a while since Howells had scored a field goal. That was at the 5:20 mark of the first quarter. And they score here about 8 minutes later, almost, a little short of that, about 7.5 minutes later. West Point Central Catholic 19-12 now over Howells. And ball knocked out of bounds. With it now is Nathaniel Hoff. Hoff's on the baseline, tiptoes along the baseline, passes it all the way through. Stolp will put up a three. It's no good. Offensive rebound by Gunther. His shot won't fall. Another rebound by Haas, and Haas is fouled, was actually leaning back in under the glass and ends up landing right on his back after the foul. Not a dirty foul at all. He was just off balance when he shot. He was being very athletic, jumping back into the play, drew the body contact, and now he'll go to the line and shoot two. Free throw. He is up and no good. Foul, by the way, on Bayer. And the free throw, no good. Rebounded by Bayer, and then it's knocked away. The last touch by Haas, who was hustling, as Bayer had his hands on the rebound. Bayer with a couple of fouls here in the first half, so a little bit of foul trouble for him. Schlottman brings in the offensive zone, passes for Gooch. Gooch will give it right back for Schlottman. Schlottman kicks right side for Brester. Top of the circle now for Schlottman. He finds the open shooter in Gooch, and that's a little bit too strong. That three-pointer is off the mark, and Stolp pulls down the rebound for West Point Central Catholic. Hitting the trail, they give it to Gunther. He'll kick it right back out here. Eilerts will try the three, and he hits the three. So Eilerts drains that three-pointer. And pushes that lead out to 10. Reverse layup in underneath by Bayer, and he answers back here for Howells. He cuts it back down to single digits. 8-point ball game here. Law pass down low for Styron, and he walked with it. Another turnover on Howells. That'll be their sixth turnover. Five have been whistled against West Point Central Catholic. Right now, Howell's shooting right at 33%. They're 6 of 18 from the field. And West Point Central Catholic is 9 of 23. Dostal will bring it into the offensive zone. They'll give it for Matheny. Matheny, entered pass inside. Shot's good by Brian Bayer. Got the ball down low, went right up with it, and now running the floor is Stolp. Stolp throws it up ahead. Pass tipped around. It's a turnover. Coming up with a loose ball was Schlottman, and Schlottman will give the ball back out for Matheny. Back to Schlottman. Schlottman for three, and he hits the three. Sam Schlottman draining the three-pointer on the trail, and we got a timeout. Timeout, West Point Central Catholic. Howells has roared back. It's a three-point ball game. West Point Central Catholic 22, Howells 19. 3:45 to go in the second. Back after this.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Well, one advantage West Point Central Catholic has had here in the ballgame so far is they've really owned the glass. They pulled down 20 rebounds compared to only 9 for Howells. But we have only a three-point ball game at 22-19. And West Point gets it off on the left side, and ball is knocked out of bounds by Howells as they're hawking after the basketball. So the Jays will inbound it, and they decide that Eilerts is the one that's going to toss it in here. And he'll just throw it in for Ritter. Ritter kicks in the corner. There's Bruning. His three, no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Rikicek, and we got a foul. That'll be a little reach on West Point Central Catholic, and we'll walk to the other end of the court and shoot some free throws. And the big man. So that's 17 fouls, so a 1-1 coming up here for Jordan Rikicek. Nate Haas going to check back in here. And so Brkacek will shoot the front end of the 1-and-1 here. And Brkacek's free throw is up and good. And he now has 3 points in the game to go with 3 rebounds. Free throw rolls around, no good. Tipped and controlled by Styron. Haas. Gets it up ahead here for Stolp. Stolp again facing some zone defense here for Howells. He'll get it out here for Eilerts. He kicks in the corner. Nice ball movement. Open jumper by Haas. It's no good. Rebound still being tipped around. Offensive rebound. Wow! Laying it up and in is going to be Stolp. Check it. That's actually Ritter who came up with the basket. And now kick in the corner. Long jumper. And there's going to be a push in there on Howells. Yeah, you could see that one coming from a mile away. Massney is going to make whistle for the push. That is just his first. 6 as a team here on Howells with 2:57 to go before halftime. Eilerts has the basket ball, and Howells will try to pressure a little bit, but again, West Point Central Catholic does a good job spreading the floor and not allowing any double teams. They get in the offensive zone. Stolp kicks left side. Styron takes it on the base. Baseline by passing to Eilerts, and they'll get it back out for Haas. Haas underneath, driving. Stolp, he lays it up and in. Cody Stolp makes it a 6-point ball game once again. Right wing with it is Massney. Massney gets it on the trail to Brkacek. Brkacek gives it to Dostal. Dostal in underneath the Bear. Bear shot no good. Offensive rebound, and Brkacek puts it up and in. Brkacek now with 5 points in the game. And that'll be a 4-point contest. 2:04 to go before halftime. Ritter in the offensive zone. They enter it in. Now kick it out. That's going to be Stolp for three. Back to the iron and no good. And Massney pulls down the rebound. Howells is 1 of 7 now from behind the arc. They'll flip the ball right back out here for Massney. Over for Schlottman. Top of the key, the three by Schlottman, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Ritter. Ritter's going to run, pass up ahead, and Eilerts lays it up and in. Nice pass up ahead, and again a 6-point lead. Dostal faces some pressure. They'll kick left side, a little ball fake. With the ball is Massney. Massney gives it underneath. Bear, reverse layup. It is up and in. And we're going to, no, it's missed. It came rattled out of there. And then they're going to call a little foul on the rebound. Styron actually gets credit for a little bit of a tip on that. So Styron will go to line. We'll have a 1-and-1 after the foul picking up the loose ball. So Styron with a 1-and-1 here. West Point Central Catholic at the free throw line and leading at 28-22. And Gunther is going to check into the game. So we'll hand the ball here to Steeren. And Steeren's free throw up and good. That'll earn him a bonus. Steeren now with 6 points in the game. Check that, 7 with that free throw. Second free throw is on the way. Back the iron, no good. Gooch pulls down the rebound. And with the dribble now is Schlottman. Schlottman across the timeline. They start to double-team him. He'll get the ball out for Brester. Back to Schlottman. Back to Brester. Brester looks on the inside, but they pass around the perimeter as the Blue Jays in that zone. And slipping through the zone is Schlottman, and Schlottman is fouled driving to the rack. So he'll have a couple of shots here. Gunther whistled for the foul. And Schlottman, 1 out of 3 from the three-point line. 2 of 7 from the field in general. This will be his first 2 free throw attempts. And the first one is no good. Score remains 29-22. West Point Central Catholic with a 7-point lead with 58 seconds even to go here before halftime. Second free throw on the way. Hits nothing but net. Schlottman hits the shot, and here comes Ritter in the offensive zone. Lost it momentarily, gets it back, nice hands, and he'll pass it back out here for Stolp. And we got a little reach after Ritter had his hands on the ball, a little reach on him, and so Ritter will go to the line. He'll have a 1-and-1. The foul on Schlottman. And the free throw's up and good. So Ritter hits the free throw. And he'll have one more coming up here. He's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Now that second free throw is no good. Brian Baer pulls down the rebound. He'll hand the basketball off here for Schlottman. Schlottman kicks left side for Brester. Brester back out here for Schlottman. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Dostal had it on the baseline. Brester. Brester out for Schlottman. Schlottman and Brester playing a little catch. Now they're going to enter it inside for Baer. Baer has his shot blocked and out of bounds. Steeren with the block. Oh, they're going to say one off a house. Well, it must have grazed his shoulder on the way out of bounds. I thought that was going to be Howell's basketball, but the Jays have it. And in the offensive zone is Eilerts, and they'll kick it left side for Stolp. His long jumper is no good. Offensive rebound by Gunther, and he hits the shot. Gunther working hard there, pulling down the rebound, and he now has a couple of rebounds and a couple of points. 4 seconds left. Long three here for Howells. It's no good. Rebound taken out there by Ritter at the buzzer. And so, with a late flurry, West Point Central Catholic builds their lead. They now head to the locker room with a 32-23 lead over Howells. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it'll be the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait?
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for it.
To the Dan Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Danny at ESPNSuperstation.com 2011 and beyond.
Welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We are at halftime where West Point Central Catholic has a 32-23 lead over Howells. At the break, again, a 9-point advantage after one quarter. West Point Central Catholic had a 7-point advantage, and Howells made a pretty good run at him just to have West Point Central Catholic come back and make a little run at them and make it a 9-point game here at intermission. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Howells, who are down by 9 here at intermission. And leading the way for them, a couple players. Sam Schlottman has 6 points here at the break. Ryan Baer also with 6 points. 5 points for Jordan Rakocek. 3 points for Tyler Bressel. Dylan Dossel also with 3 points here at intermission. Leading rebounder is actually Matt Gooch. He has 4. Rakocek also has 4 rebounds here in the first half as well. And Brian Baer with a couple. 14 total rebounds for Howells here at the intermission. 28 for West Point Central Catholic. One reason why the Blue Jays lead it here at intermission. 32-23. We'll check the numbers for the Blue Jays. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, 2 items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Let's check the numbers here for West Point Central Catholic, who leads that intermission here 32-23. And for them, leading the way, pretty balanced scoring, but leading the way is Anthony Ritter. Ritter has, I looked at the wrong stat here. The 7 points is the leading number by Alex Styron. Styron with 7 points here in the first half to go with 6 rebounds. 6 points and 8 rebounds for Anthony Ritter. So Ritter, second leading scorer with those 6 points. But Nathan Bruning also has 6 points here at the break. 5 for Bernard Eilerts. 4 points for Nathan Ulrich. 2 points for Cody Staub. And 2 points also for Anthony Genther. And so total rebounds for West Point Central Catholic. They have 28 rebounds here in the first half compared to 14 for Howells. And they just are absolutely dominating the boards. One reason why they lead by 9. Again, Ritter has 8 rebounds, 5 for Ulrich, 6 for Styron, and then a couple other players, Bruning and Gunther, also with a couple of rebounds each. And the leading rebounder for Howells is Rakocek, and Rakocek has 4 rebounds here in the first half, with Matt Gooch also with 4. So Owls getting out-rebounded badly by West Point Central Catholic, 2-1 margin here in the first half. Shooting from the field for both teams, well, neither team really very torrid, really. 41.9% here for West Point Central Catholic. That's not bad. And Howells, they're not horrible at 33%. They're 9-27 from the field. And 3-14 from behind the arc for West Point Central Catholic. 3-9 from behind the arc for Howells here in the first half. And neither team shooting real well from the free throw line. Howells is 2 of 8 from the line. And West Point Central Catholic, 3 of 8 from the free throw line here in the first half. Once again, our first half score, it is West Point Central Catholic 32, Howells 23, as they're trying to come away with the state championship. As we've got three champions already crowned and three more to go. Right now, halfway in the books, West Point Central Catholic with a 9-point lead over Howells. We'll take a look at what else has happened here in the championship side of the bracket of the Boys State Basketball Tournament. We'll do that when we come back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Say what you want to about Charlie Sheen.
I'm by winning.
But the guy's got a way with bracketology.
You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it.
Think you can measure up?
Winning.
Log on to ESPNSuperStation.com.
Now what?
Sign up for our local brackets. Group name is Doug and Daddy. Password is show. Top prize is a Shiatsu massaging recliner from Bruce Furniture. And many more things to win.
I mean, what's not to love?
But you have to sign up now. ESPNSuperStation.com. Group name Doug and Daddy. Password, show.
Do it, man.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. West Point Central Catholic with a comfortable lead of over Howells at the intermission, 32-23, a 9-point lead. Let's get you caught up with that, what has happened here so far. We'll do this somewhat chronologically. The first game of the day was in Class D2, where Giltner picked up the win over Juanita Palisade at the buzzer, a 3-pointer at the buzzer, and the Giltner Hornets come away with the state championship 57-54. That was followed by a pretty good matchup in Class C2 as well. Also a 3-point game won by Lincoln Christian, 46-43 over Archbishop Bergen out of Fremont. So 46-43, it was Lincoln Christian with the win over Bergen. And then the Class A game was Omaha Central by 4 over Omaha Bryan. And I don't think Bryan ever had a lead in the game. They tied it in the fourth quarter, but Central holds on and they win it 52-48. Right now we have the D1 state championship game where West Point Central Catholic has a 32-23 lead over Howells. After this game, an interesting matchup in Class B. The prohibitive favorite would be South Sioux City. South Sioux City had a tough go in the semifinals yesterday, winning by only 3 over Pius the 10th. However, Gretna breezed in their game, 48, winning it 68-41, a 27-point win for the Dragons. Third time this year that they beat Norris. But you probably would say South Sioux City would be the prohibitive favorite in Class B, but you never know. That's why they play the games. That will be the next set game that you'll be able to hear on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. And then the last game of the Boys State Basketball Tournament will be the Class C1 State Championship game, where it'll be Minden taking on Norfolk Catholic for all the marbles. The Whippets with an overtime win yesterday over Grand Island Central Catholic, 70-66, and just a thrilling game. And Norfolk Catholic really more comfortable than just winning by 4 over Norfolk Catholic. It was 55-51, Norfolk Catholic with the win in the semifinals, as it'll be the Knights taking on the Whippets. That game will also be heard on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. So that'll be on our AM and our FM out of Kearney and Minden. for the Class C1 state championship game. Again, it's scheduled for an 8:30 tip. Most assuredly, they won't make 8:30. They always run a little bit late during these sessions, but that's what time the game is scheduled for. It won't start any earlier than 8:30, but I kind of doubt we'll make that 8:30 tip. We'll see. But that is the final game of the night here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. A couple of consolation games that might be of interest to folks in Class C1. Milford picked up the win over Grand Island Central Catholic as Milford wins the consolation game 63-54 over Grand Island Central Catholic. And Central Catholic ends up losing three of their last four ball games of the year. And the other consolation game that has a local team or some interest in it would be Ravenna. They actually won more comfortably than 77-62 over North Platte St. Pat. So the Blue Jays finish in third place, winning the consolation game, a game heard earlier on the breeze in Central Nebraska. Once again, our halftime score here is West Point Central Catholic with a 32-23 lead over Howells. That's what's happened here so far, and we'll continue with more of our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll do that after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
It's all about UNK Athletics. Wednesdays with Doug and Danny. Loperlink. He's brought to you by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons. We have your loan. And by Garrett Tires, Transit Appliances, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, Broken Bow, and Cozad. Loperlink Wednesdays on Doug and Danny on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We are at intermission where West Point Central Catholic has a 32-23 lead over Howells. And if you're Howells, what do you have to do to get back in this game? Well, you have to rebound better. You've been out-rebounded 2-1. They've given up 14 more rebounds to West Point Central Catholic. And there's just no magic wand you really wave there. You just have to start outworking people. And right now, West Point Central Catholic has been outworking Howells. That's why they've out-rebounded them 28-14 here in the first half. And again, these two teams shooting reasonably close together. Their percentages aren't too far apart. Again, 33% for Howells and 42% for West Point Central Catholic. But one reason why West Point Central Catholic is shooting a little bit better percentages, they put in some of their misses. They've gotten a fair number of points as second chance points, as they've got 8 second chance points compared to only 2 for Howells. Well, there's 6 of your 9 points right there. And again, neither team has been able to score off their fast break here in the ball game. So, again, just play a little bit better, rebound a little bit better, and they certainly can get right back in this game. West Point Central Catholic has turned the ball over 7 times in the first half compared to only 5 for Howells. However, West Point Central Catholic with 5 blocks and 3 steals here in the first half. Howells does have 5 steals, but no blocks at all here in the first half. So, again, if you're Howells, you can certainly get back into this game, but you've got to rebound better. You've got to narrow that gap. If you get out-rebounded by more than 10, you probably don't have much of a chance to win the game. So, really, in the second half, Howells is going to have to out-rebound West Point Central Catholic by at least 5 to really have a legitimate shot in there, unless you get really, really hot, unless you can really force some turnovers and get some layups and up your shooting percentage. But generally, if you don't rebound close to your opponent, you're going to have to really make up some ground someplace else. And right now, Howells has not been able to do that. As Howells comes out of the locker room, they're pretty much all ready to go. Remind you that coverage of the Boise State basketball tournament is brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36-mile-per-gallon Chevy Cruze at Kerr Chevrolet and American Revolution. West Point Central Catholic will have possession of the basketball first to start the second half here as we're waiting for the game to begin after stoppage. And, well, we're probably passing around the hat a little bit on ETV, on public television. As both teams are ready to go, the officials ready to go, except for the guy that is watching TV, and he'll tell us when the commercials, well, there's no commercials on PBS, but promo or whatever it is they're doing is all wrapped up. Glad you're joining us for coverage of high school basketball here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. A reminder for you that Minden tonight, 8:30, Whippets playing for the state championship against Norfolk Catholic. West Point Central Catholic here has possession of the basketball. They get it to Bruning. Bruning kicks right side for Stahl. Peel goes in on the baseline for Ulrich, and back around the perimeter we go as they lob it inside, pass tipped right to Ritter. Ritter's going to drive, take it off glass, and it's good. So Ritter gets things started. I don't know if that was designed just to be tipped right back to him, but it worked like a charm, and West Point Central Catholic pushes their lead up to 11. Right in front of us, Dostal has the basketball, bounces it on the baseline for Berkoncek. Berkoncek, jump stop in the lane, nowhere to go. He'll kick it back out for Dostal, and they'll drive through here, and we got a little push. Whistled on West Point Central Catholic. So Ritter is going to whistle for his first personal foul. And inbounding it to Howells. No. Get the ball in underneath. Schlottman gives it on the inside, and the bounce pass through the lane and out of bounds. Berkoncek trying to make something happen with it. It is last touched by one of the Cardinals over there, and Schlottman is going to inbound it. Schlottman just will throw it top of the circle here for Brester. And Brester gets it at the free throw line for Berkoncek. Berkoncek has it blocked by Styron. Loose ball picked up by Brester, and a rebound in underneath, and making the bucket is Bayer after he pulls down the offensive rebound and the bucket. So that's what they need to do. They need to rebound, and then you also need a steal. Bayer makes the steal on the inside, drives it up, misses the layup, and the ball goes out of bounds. After he missed the shot, Bayer kind of watched things. He had some help with the trail, but the ball was knocked loose, and right in the hands of Bayer, who was standing and watching while out of bounds. Had he watched a step closer to the action, Howells might have been able to get a badly needed bucket. Pass on the inside. I don't think that touched anybody. It goes out of bounds. Yep, it is. Bruning tried to throw it down low. That was pretty good pressure put on the ball. And Bruning just threw it a little bit too far to the inside. And I think Styron was the one that they were trying to get it to, and Styron couldn't get his hand on it. Schlottman in the offensive zone. He's going to drive the lane. His shot's bouncing around. Hits the iron a couple times. It's no good. Ulrich comes up with a rebound. It's going to be punched out of bounds by Brester after Stahl had it. So we'll see if Howells wants to come up here and pressure a little bit. They're going to. And everybody comes up court to help inbound. Ritter is going to toss it in. He throws it deep, and it is going to be tipped and out of bounds by Berkoncek. They were trying the home run pass to Styron, and Berkoncek was able to deflect it, and it does go out of bounds. So we go from one baseline to the other. And now the Blue Jays will inbound it underneath their basket. Ritter tosses it in to Ulrich. Ulrich, jumper on the baseline. Good. So Ulrich hits the shot, and now he has 6 points in the ball game. Pass right back out here for Dostal. Dostal works it around. Now at the elbow with it is Bayer. Bayer kicks it right back out. Jumper good for Sam Schlottman. Schlottman hits the three, and that'll push that lead back down to 8. Lob pass down low for Styron. Styron kicks it back out. Penetrating Stahl lays it up and in traffic. Cody Stulp with a nice little drive there after Styron. They collapsed on him. He kicked it out, had a little seam to run through. Schlottman on that left wing with the dribble. Hand putting his face there by Stulp. And now right back to it we go as Schlottman will step up. His three is in and out, no good. And bodies all over the floor after the rebound by Bruning. Bruning is fouled. And so the foul in underneath. And inbounding here is going to be West Point Central Catholic. They'll pass it up ahead for Stulp. Stulp takes it left side, lobs it down low for Styron. Styron's pass is tipped, but picking it up is Ulrich. He'll kick in the corner. There's Stulp for three, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Ulrich. His shot, good. So Ulrich, another offensive rebound and another second chance bucket. And right in front of us is pressure being put on. Stulp comes up with a loose ball. Stulp gives it off here, right side for Ritter. Ritter, nice pass inside. Bruni can't get it. Offensive rebound for Styron. And Styron will score. And a timeout for Howell. It's a 14-point West Point Central Catholic lead. So a little run here by West Point Central Catholic. The Jays up by 14. 4:50 to go in the third. We're back after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
And welcome back here. It is a nice little run here. As a quick little 6-0 run pushes that lead right back out. And as a result, nice lead here for West Point Central Catholic. West Point Central Catholic just it always seems to have an answer. I mean, it just always seems like they can answer back whenever runs being made at them. At one point, it was 36-25, and then they hit the jumper to make it a little run here. Six quick points, you know, just when they start willing away at it. Now Howell's needing to come up with something. They need to come up with their own run that doesn't get answered. They enter it down low and driving up as Dawson. We got a little block as the ball goes out of bounds. It's actually knocked away, and it'll be a turnover here on Howell's. And Howell's is going to put full court pressure on here. West Point Central Catholic is going to toss it in. Haas checked in. They'll get the ball to Eilerts instead. He has it stolen away and then a push. No, the double dribble. Loose ball, and I thought there was contact by Eilerts. And falling down after being pushed there was Schlottman, and they're going to call a double dribble on him. And Scott Lamberty doesn't really agree with the call, kind of laughs it off a little bit, and he attends to Sam Schlottman. Schlottman right in front of us. They're attending to him with 4:32 to go here in the third quarter. West Point Central Catholic 42, Howell's 28. And they're going to set Schlottman up a little bit. And he said, I can read his lips from here. He says, I'm fine. But when he landed, he did hit the side of his right eye there. And he got punched in the face by the floor is essentially what happened. And they're going to give him a nice round of applause. He gets his wits back to him, and I think I think it's one of those things where it's a head injury as much as it is. He just kind of really landed right on his right eye, or right above his right eye, and his eye's watering a little bit. And he might be getting a black eye. It looks to me like it's starting to swell up already, but they're attending to him on the sideline, and the Blue Jays have to call a timeout just to inbound it. Good pressure put on by Howells. Timeout, West Point Central Catholic. They lead it by 14, 4:32 to go in the third. We're back after this.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo,
more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford. Hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway. Change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Cruze Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today. South Burlington in Hastings.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center as we are about midway, a little short of that, midway through the third quarter here. 4:32 to go in the third quarter. West Point Central Catholic leads Owls 42-28. Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, at the local coffee shop. Most important thing they do, the secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. See Zeke today at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. West Point Central Catholic gets it inbound to Ulrich. Ulrich in a little bit of trouble. He's able to pass it up ahead to Ritter. Ritter, they double-team him. Pass up ahead. They get it to Eilert, and they don't get it across the line in time. They got it across the line in about 10.5 seconds. When they whistle blew, they actually were across the line, but they forced the turnover. So the Howls pressure works here, and they walk with it. Bellina faced some pressure as well, put on by Nathaniel Haas, and so we swap turnovers here. 8 turnovers on Howls, 10 whistled against West Point Central Catholic. Long pass up ahead, open in underneath is Ulrich, and Ulrich just couldn't quite handle it well enough, and he takes it out, and around the perimeter we go with the basketball. Ritter has it, takes it from the free throw line, dribbles to the left wing, enters it in, now the kick out. Here's Eilert for 3, and he hits it. Nice inside-out game. So Eilert hits that three-pointer, and that'll make it 8 points in the game for him. Pass on the left side, tipped out of bounds by that hawking Blue Jay defense. ...32% shooting for Howells, 47% shooting now by West Point Central Catholic. Left side, Massney checked in. They'll get it to Gooch. Now right back out for Massney. He'll drive, and we got a reach whistled on West Point Central Catholic. 17-point Blue Jay lead, 45-28 over Howells. Remember, Howells had an easy go of it the first two rounds. The inbounds for Massney. He'll give it off right side for Bellina. And back out for Massney. He'll step and fire a 3. It is short, and he's able to save it. Hustle down there, saved it, got it to Gooch. Gooch kicks on the right side. Ball knocked loose. Bellina has it. He'll step in the lane. Nice bounce pass, but had a little trouble holding on to it as Ostel. They'll kick it out. The 3, no good for Schlottman. And then the offensive tip. Bellina with the tip on the inside, and right back at him comes West Point Central Catholic, and a block can be whistled against Howells. 45-30, 3:13 to go here, third quarter. And again, at one point, Central Catholic led by as many as 17. And they're going to try to get that 17-point lead back right here as they inbound underneath their own basket. And they have to call a timeout. This is second time here in the half that Howells, with enough pressure on, that West Point Central Catholic had to call a timeout just to inbound it. They take the time, and we'll take it with them. 3:13 to go in the third. 45-30, West Point Central Catholic leads Howells. We're back after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Bob Devaney Sports Center as it is 45-30. And again, the Blue Jays having trouble inbounding it. And now Howells, they spent a little extra time in the huddle. They're really talking strategy here. Now they come out there, and again, they're underneath the Blue Jay basket. They inbound it. They get it in the hands of Eilert, and Eilert turned it over. And they're going to say they stepped on the sideline. The official, the near official, there was two different officials on that sideline over there. The one right in front of the Blue Jay bench is the one that made the call. And I think they disagree. But they're going to move on. That'll be a turnover here on West Point Central Catholic. Howells with a chance to make one of those runs. Schlottman, little runner in the lane, up and good. Sam Schlottman, 11 points in the game. Five of those coming here in the third quarter. And he's able to cut the lead down to 13. With the dribble is Stolp. Stolp gets it on the inside. The block. Styron put up the shot, but it was blocked in underneath. And loose ball picked up here by Bukacek. Bukacek, after the block, comes up with a basketball as well. And Schlottman now has it. Schlottman helps kick in the corner. With it is Masney. Masney double-teamed and in trouble. Dribbles the baseline. And a timeout for Howells. Scott Lamberti didn't want to turn the ball over here. He calls a timeout with 2:31 to go in the third. We'll take it with him. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center as Howells and West Point Central Catholic hooked up in a pretty good one. Howells making a little run here. They entered on the inside of Prokonchek. Prokonchek has a shot blocked by Styron, and West Point Central Catholic's defense holds. And they'll bring it into the offensive zone. Stolp with the dribble. Now the dump on the baseline. Ulrich has it. They'll give it right back out for Styron. And around the perimeter we pass it. Ritter, they enter it in. Kick it out. Stolp, he's going to fire a three, and he rattles it home. Oh, what a dagger that is as Stolp drains the three-pointer, and that lead is back out to 16. Lead in the offensive zone. They double-team him at the elbow. They get it to Prokonchek. Back out here for Gooch. Gooch, he's going to step back, fire a three. Back of the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound is Prokonchek, and Prokonchek walked with it. No check. There's going to be a little foul called in there underneath. So it's going to belong here to Howells. They'll inbound it. Belina double-team, and there's going to be a push. So Stolp has whistled for the foul. And that's going to be his second personal foul. Howell's going to inbound it here. That's Masney. And he'll just toss it in here for Schlottman. Schlottman back to Masney on that left side. They get it at the elbow, enter it in. Gooch off glass, no good. Up high for the rebound. Shot rolling around, and it falls for Bukacek. So Bukacek with the rebound, and here comes West Point Central Catholic. Bruning very quickly in the offensive zone. Gets it back out here for Ritter. 14-point ball game. Only about 9.5 left to go here in the D1 state championship game. We are late in the third quarter as Eilert has the dribble here for West Point Central Catholic. They can afford to be patient. They take it in, they kick it out, and there's going to be a little walk. Well, he caught the ball while moving his feet, and they're going to say that Styron took about three steps as he caught the ball in his right hand and then made a fairly slow sweeping pass through the lane. So that'll be another turnover here on West Point Central Catholic. 10 turnovers for them, 8 for Howells. Rebounding, that's really the story of this game. West Point Central Catholic, 33 rebounds, 16 for Howells. Pass on the right side for Brester. Brester gave it away, now gets it back. We'll throw it on the baseline here for Gooch, and Gooch has the ball knocked loose right in front of us, and it will belong to Howell. Gooch inbound right in front of us with 58 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And there. Checking a little bit with Howells. There's a little scratch on Gooch's leg, it would appear. I think we're having a little stoppage here to deal with just a minute amount of blood on that left knee for Gooch. As because of the blood rule, we have a little stoppage of play. He's heading to the end of the bench, and he's going to be administered to as Brian Bear is going to check into the ball game. And inbounding now is going to be Brester. And Brester will get the ball out here for Dostal. Dostal off the bounce pass, gives it to Schlottman. Schlottman, right wing. They get it to Brester. And a nice little weave here as they give it to Dostal. And Dostal's pass is stolen away. Ulrich stepped in there as they were trying to enter it in. And Ulrich forces the turnover. Here come the Blue Jays up by 14. They enter it in. They kick it out with the dribble. It's going to be Ritter. Ritter works it inside again. Back out now for Haas. And Haas, 30 seconds left. Gives it up on the right wing. Long jumper coming up here by Ritter. It's no good. And the rebound by Brian Bear. Bear up ahead for Brester. 19 seconds left. Pass on the baseline. They work it in. Kick it right back out. Schlottman has it. Lob pass left side for Dostal. And now slowing it down is going to be Schlottman. 8 seconds left. Pass on the left side. The three, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Ulrich. 2 seconds left. Pass up ahead. Jumper at the buzzer. Would have counted had it gone. But Ritter from about 22 feet. A little bit short on that one. So West Point Central Catholic has to be content with a 14-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter. West Point Central Catholic 48, Howells 34 in the D1 state championship game. We're back after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We're going to combine the pass.
Makes a catch.
With the long ball.
Bye-bye, baseball.
The dig.
Great digging.
And elements of the Sandra Bullock movie.
Hey, Hunter, get
now
off.
The safe parts.
This is much better.
And on April 16th, we're taking a fan bus to a Husker Sports triple header. Red-white game. Husker baseball against K-State. A Husker volleyball exhibition against the Cyclones. All admission, transportation, and tailgate party included. Only $95.
What do you do?
Call First Holiday Tour and Travel for your spot. 308-384-1800. Brought to you by Slumberland, Kearney and Grand Island, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
Well, here we are heading into the fourth quarter with a West Point Central Catholic lead of 48-34 as they are comfortably ahead in this one. And they get the steal. Bruning with the steal on the inbounds, lays it up and in. 8 in the game now for Bruning and a 16-point West Point Central Catholic lead. They led once by 17. They are near their biggest lead of the game in the final quarter. Brester gives it in the left corner for Schlottman. Back out here for Brester. He'll kick it out here for Dostal. Dostal's three, no good. Offensive rebound by Brkoncek. Brkoncek can't get the bunny to fall. Gets another rebound, and that time he's fouled going right back up. Jordan Brkoncek, a couple of rebounds, and he brought his work ethic with him as he was pounding things on the inside. He now has 9 rebounds to go with 9 points in the game. And he's going to try to add to it here. His free throw is up and good. Again, as we start the fourth quarter, Howells 9 of 27 from the field, 3 of 9 from behind the arc, so 33% on both of those counts. Whereas West Point Central Catholic shooting right at 42% from the field and 22% from behind the arc. Second free throw by Brkoncek is good. But again, the key stat in my mind anyway is the total number of rebounds. 34 for West Point Central Catholic. And Howells has closed the gap a little bit here. They've cut it down to 34-22. With the dribble, Stulp. Stulp kicks left side. Bruning. Bruning kicks it back out top of the circle for Stulp. And again, they'll give it off right side here for Gunther. Gunther, they're going to double-team him. He'll dribble, create a little bit of space, and then there's going to be a little reach whistled in there on Howells. That'll be on Dostal. And, again, he doesn't have much of a choice. He's got to go in there and start attacking the basketball. That'll be his first personal foul. And the inbounds here for West Point Central Catholic. They give it to Ulrich. Ulrich pass tipped, and he's able to get it back. And close to going over and back, but he's able to save it in time and give it to Gunther, and Gunther is fouled. And that'll be on Sam Schlottman. And for Schlottman, that'll be his third personal foul. West Point Central Catholic facing a little pressure. They get it in and able to kick it back out for Stolp. Stolp in the corner here for Eilerts. Eilerts will drive the baseline, trying a tough-looking shot. It's no good. Gets his own rebound, though, and he'll kick it back out here for Stolp. Back on that left side, and a hard foul on a little fake. We're going to whistle a block on Trent Masney. Little ball fake there, got him in the air, and Masney just kind of a disgusted look on his face after he was done. And West Point Central Catholic will inbound it. They'll toss it in here for Ulrich after the foul. Gives it for Stolp. Entry pass down low, knocked out of bounds. Five team fouls on West Point Central Catholic, five against Howells. 6:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. A 14-point Blue Jay lead over the Howells Bobcats. On the inbounds, a hard foul, and they're going to get the shot. They're going to wave it off. Oh, the West Point Central Catholic fans can't believe it. The catch and the foul I thought was instantaneous with the shot. They're going to say it was on the ground. It went in. What an athletic play. But they're going to wave it off as Bruning got the shot to fall on the inbounds, and now he'll inbound it. So Bruning to toss it in here. And he gets it in for Stolp. Stolp lobs it for Ulrich. Ulrich will kick it right back out here for Bruning. And Bruning works it back around the perimeter. Eilerts has it. 6.5 to go. Bounce pass at the elbow. That's Ulrich. And he'll give it off right left side for Bruning. If you're West Point Central Catholic, you can afford to be patient. They lob it down low for Ulrich, who gives it right back. Now the kick out for Bruning. Bruning, entry pass on the inside. Knocked away, but picking up the loose ball and laying it up and in is the Blue Jays' Styron as he lays it up and in, 11-point lead. Now here's Brester for the three. It's no good. Offensive rebound shot by Bayer won't fall. Rebound taken out by Ulrich. And Ulrich, long pass up ahead, and it is out of bounds. Alex Styron with a big bucket a little bit ago, as the ball was tipped around and right into his mitts, and he drove the lane and laid it up and in. That was a big bucket for him. And, again, it takes the air out of the sails here for Howells. Long inbound pass. It's going to bounce in the backcourt, and it's going to be actually out of bounds against Mitch Bellini. He tried to go up high and throw it off one of the West Point Central Catholic players on the inbounds, and it's going to be Stolp who picks up his dribble and gets it across the timeline by giving it to Ritter. Ritter will direct traffic just a little bit. And the kick in the left side. Three-pointer good from Nathan Bruning. Bruning drains the three, and he's got 11 in the game. Lena with the dribble. They'll kick it out. Here's Schlottman for three. It's no good. And we got a foul away from the ball. Going to be a push. And that'll go against West Point Central Catholic. 16 fouls apiece with 5:29 to go. So this will be the last time after a defensive foul that either team will inbound the basketball. It'll be the Howells Bobcats to toss it in here. And they need to catch lightning in a bottle. They're down by 19 with 5:29 to go. There just isn't a whole lot of time. Everything's got to go right. They inbound it for Gooch. Gooch jumper in the lane. No good. Rebound taken out of there by West Point. Snagging the bound was Ulrich, and Ulrich is able to get the ball up ahead here for Bruning. Bruning near midcourt gets the ball out for Stolp, and Stolp is going to be fouled. Little reach whistled on Matt Gooch. Gooch doesn't have much of a choice but to commit that foul. That's just his second on Gooch. He's played with a lot of energy and has given a real spark to his team. It's just no one else has caught fire. The free throw short by Stolp. And so he still has 7 points in the game. And with the rebound is Howells. They get in the offensive zone. Schlottman gives it out for Gooch. Gooch kicks left side. Looking at the rack is Brester. Now they're going to pass it. And nice hands right in front of us by Schlottman to save it. They kick it now on the baseline. Jumper rattles up and in. Bayer hits the jumper. He's got eight in the game. And here comes West Point Central Catholic. Stolp in the offensive zone, finds a trail, and dribbling through the pressure is going to be Ritter. And Ritter's going to be fouled. So Anthony Ritter will head to the free throw line. After the foul. So here comes a one-and-one here for Anthony Ritter. Ritter, one out of one from the free throw line up to this point. His free throw is on the way and no good. Rebound taken out of there by Gooch. Gooch brings it over to Schlottman. Now they'll bounce past it on the baseline and back around the perimeter we go. Brester has it. Brester's pass back out for Gooch. Gets it at the free throw line to Schlottman. His 15-foot jumper no good. Rebound by Bruning. Bruning, they double-team him, and he has the ball knocked out of his hands, but that'll be a reach-around foul by Tyler Brester. And Brester now has committed his first personal foul. Schlottman in pretty good foul trouble here for Howells. He has four personal fouls, and Bear has three. Those are the only players on the court right now in any real serious foul trouble for Howells. And at the free throw line is Nathan Bruning. His free throw up and good on the front end of a one-and-one. So Bruning now with 12 points in the game and an 18-point West Point Central Catholic lead. And they're getting awfully close to knowing how much shelf space to dust off in their trophy case. The free throw is up and good for Bruning. And the answer to how much shelf space they need to dust off, that would be the maximum, because it would appear they're getting the biggest trophy they make here at the Devaney Center. Entry pass on the inside. Strong drive by Brian Bear. Bear has a lot more to say about this as he'll try to go line and finish a three-point play. He got the ball down low, went strong right to the rack. He's got 10 in the game. He'll try to add to it by trying to finish off a three-point play. Meyer at the free throw line. His free throw is back the iron and no good. And the rebound to Eilerts. And Eilerts gives it away. Saved by Howells right in front of us. But then off of one of the other teammates and out of bounds. So Howells, great hustle there. But it is still going to be West Point Central Catholic basketball. And now the third West Point player to step up the inbound of the basketball is going to be Jonathan Gunther. He'll inbound it with 4:08 to go. He's able to just toss the ball in for Ulrich. Ulrich has his pocket picked, and Howells comes up with it. In the offensive zone is Schlottman. He'll fire the three, and he rattles in the three. 14 in the game for Sam Schlottman, and he cuts the lead down to 14. Dribbling through the double team is Gunther. Gunther from the free throw line. Close to going over and back, and he did! He did go over and back. I thought he had, but it happened so quick, and there was no call initially. I thought maybe either A got away with it or I was wrong. And in any event, it is going to be a turnover, and Howells forces another turnover with 3:51 to go here in the ballgame. 11 turnovers against West Point Central Catholic. And with it is Schlottman. Schlottman enters it on the inside, and we're going to have a foul. It's going to be whistled on Styron. And to the free throw line for the Howells Bobcats is going to be Brian Bear. So Byer to the free throw line. His free throw, he bends the knees, is up and good. So Byer at the free throw line. One more free throw coming up here. Down by 13. They need all the points they can get, and they missed the free throw, but it's tipped, and it's going to be a foul on Gooch. He hit a little bit of the back of Styron. And now Styron will walk to the other end of the court, and he's going to shoot free throws. Styron with 11 points in the game. And he's one out of two from the free throw line. So Styron to shoot a one and one here. Check that, OB. Actually, two fouls. That was 10 team fouls, and the free throw by Styron is no good. 57-44, 3:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw by Styron, up and good. And with it is Brester. Brester will bring it up here for Howells. They'll step up. He'll fire an open three and hit the three. Tyler Brester, his second three-pointer of the game. And Eilert will move the ball around, get it to Ritter, and Ritter is fouled by Brester. So now Ritter will go to the line, and he will try to ice this thing a little bit. 58-47, 3:26 to go here, fourth quarter. West Point Central Catholic trying to ice things here a little bit from the free throw line. For two free throws, who's going to be Ritter in the back of the iron and no good. So missed opportunities here for West Point Central Catholic. They're only shooting about 42% from the free throw line. Free throw up and good. Howells in the offensive zone. Brester just hit a three-pointer. Will work it back around the perimeter. Gooch has it. Kicks it in the corner. Dribbling through the lane. And loose ball tipped around. Kicked in the corner. There's Swatman for three. No good. Gooch trying to get the rebound. Fighting for it. Pulling it out of there is Ulrich for the Jays. And is it tied up? Timeout. The West Point Central Catholic. The bench got the timeout called apparently in time. Oh, that's a break here for West Point Central Catholic. Timeout with 3:05 to go. West Point Central Catholic up by a dozen with 3 minutes to go. We're back after this.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, not a whole lot of time here for Howells. They got to make something happen as West Point Central Catholic will have possession of the basketball up by a dozen with 3:05 to go. Coverage of the Boise State Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36 mile per hour Chevy Cruze at Kerr Chevrolet and American Revolution. Cody Stomp is going to inbound it here for the Jays. And Howells, of course, has to go full court pressure here. Long pass, and there's nobody down there. Over the shoulder catch. Eilert lays it up and in. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and that'll push that lead out to 14. Jumper on the right side, up and good. Three-pointer for Trent Mathney, his first points of the game. And now the Jays run underneath another pass as Gunther takes it, gives it at the elbow to Ulrich. He'll kick it back out. Playing keep away is Eilert, and Eilert will help work it around on the right side and pass back out. Knocked away by Howells in the steal. Schlottman has it, and Schlottman is pushed. Schlottman now with the clock turned off will head to the free throw line. And Schlottman, one out of two from the free throw line. Will step up and try to whittle away at this deficit a little bit. If he hits both ends of the one and one, it'd be a nine-point ball game. But first things first, the first one is good. And Schlottman will earn the bonus here. Schlottman now with 15 points in the game. Leading scorer here for the Howell Bobcats. His second free throw is on the way. Rolls around and good. Nice shooter's touch there for Schlottman. And Jordan McConchak going to check back in here for Howells. And with that substitution, allows them to really get set for the full court press. The inbounds goes in for Styron. Styron finds the cutter across the timeline as Eilers, and they throw it in the corner and mugged immediately is Cody Stolp. And we'll see what kind of free throw shooter Cody Stolp is, because he'll have two shots. He is 0 for 1 here in the ballgame so far. has a total of 7 points in the ball game. His free throw here is up and good. Ten-point ball game, 2:27 to go. Al still has time, but they really cannot afford West Point Central Catholic to score too many more points. Free throw is up and good. Another 4 points or so probably would do it for West Point Central Catholic. Howells has to really put the clamps on. They bring in the offensive zone here. They get it off right side for Gooch. Gooch enters it down low off the glass. Beyer hits the shot, and that'll cut that lead back down to 9. Up ahead, they get it for Stolp. Stolp gave it away. Now Eilerts has it. Loose ball and then a foul. Loose ball grabbed by Stolp, and now Stolp will head back to the line. Stolp just hit a couple of free throws. Now 2 out of 3 from the line, and we'll have 2 more shots here. As again, both teams right now are in the double bonus. So any foul by either team will send the other one to the line to shoot 2, and Stolp hits the first of 2 shots. Checking in here for the Jays is going to be Nate Haas. Stolp's free throw, good. 11-point West Point Central Catholic lead. Schlottman dribbles between the legs, takes it on the left side, enters it down low, and has his pocket picked. It's knocked out of his hands. Last touch by Anthony Ritter and out of bounds. Bruning and Eilerts checking back in here for West Point Central Catholic. Haas and Ritter out. Entry pass for Bear, and Bear's shot's good. And again, they need to force a turnover here. Bounce pass for Stolp. Stolp pass up ahead, and there's a little foul. 107 seconds left to decide the D1 state championship. Minute 47 to go with West Point Central Catholic leading at 65-56 over Howells. And at the free throw line is Cody Stolp, who has hit his last 4 free throws. He'll have 2 more here, and he hits the back of the iron and no good. Haas checking in, and if Stolp can hit the free throw, he'll come out of the ball game as well. There's a sub waiting for him. His free throw is up and good. Checking in is Anthony Ritter. And again, offensive, defensive substitutions right now for West Point. With the dribble, Howells in the offensive zone. Schlottman has it, kicks right corner. Here's Dossel for 3, no good. Off it, defensive rebound by Bruning. Bruning now just going to try to play keep away. They kick it in the corner for Haas. Gets it in underneath. Shot is blocked. Overage had it, and it was blocked. And here comes Howells. On the dribble is going to be Schlottman. Schlottman up ahead, right side, Brester. Brester's going to drive the baseline. Hand it off underneath. Shot no good. Rebound Bayer. Bayer with the bucket. And timeout for Howells as they cut the lead down to 8 with a minute 19 to go here. Each team still has a timeout left. It's 66-58. West Point Central Catholic still leads by 8. We're back after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln as these two teams really going at each other, playing pretty hard. West Point Central Catholic has led really since the early stages. We had 4 lead changes in the early stages of the ball game, but after they took the lead, they have led throughout from about midway through the first quarter on, as they led after 1 quarter 17-10. And it's kind of stayed in that area. They've led by as many as 19 points in the ball game, and now they have the lead, and they are inbounding it and being mugged immediately is Alex Styron. He's going to go to the line. He's been a 50% free throw shooter in the game. He's 2 out of 4. He's got 12 points in the game. He'll have 2 shots coming up here. Musney, Trent Musney is whistled for the foul. That is actually his fifth personal foul, so he fouls out of the ball game. He hit a three-pointer for Howells just a little bit ago, but he's out of the game now with 1:18 to go here in the fourth quarter, so he fouls out. The major issue right now is Alex Styron at the free throw line. So Styron will shoot two here with 1:18 to go. And Styron bends the knees, fires up the free throw. It's up and good. Styron with 12 in the game now. More importantly, his team now with a 9-point lead. And this free throw will push it back out to 10. He hits both free throws. He's hit his last three. And Howells will get the inbound. Schlottman across the timeline. Gives it off left side for Brester. Brester back out for Schlottman. Schlottman will try the three on that left side, and he hits the three in the timeout. Schlottman hits the three. Second three-pointer he has hit in the quarter. And Schlottman now with 19 points in the game. Minute six to go here. 7-point ball game. Howell's not going away as we call a quick 30-second timeout here to kind of straighten things out and stop the clock. More than anything else, that's what Howell's going to do, is stop the clock. Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, but Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it is the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. So go see Zeke today at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Channel Seed's helping to bring you coverage of the Boys State basketball tournament. And the Jays will inbound after that made bucket. They can run the baseline if they need to and stall. Being told that right now by the officiating crew. As they're going man-to-man, except the inbounder is playing center field, essentially, here for Howells. And we're all set and ready to go here as they hand the basketball to Stulp. And Stulp gets it into the hands of Ulrich, and Ulrich gets a cutter to Bruning. Bruning in underneath, and foul going to the rack is Styron. And Styron, who's hit three straight free throws, will now shoot two more. Right now it's a three-possession ball game. As Howells has hit four three-pointers here in the fourth quarter. And the free throw is up and good for Styron. Well, one of the issues for Howells is they have to commit fouls, but Schlottman probably shouldn't be the guy doing it. He's the leading scorer, but he also has four personal fouls. Free throw by Styron up and good. Makes it a 9-point ball game. Minute to go. Dribbling is Brester. Brester gets it out for Schlottman. Bounce pass in the corner. They enter it in. Backing in is Bear. Bear takes it off glass. It is up and good. Jays to inbound, and they get it into the hands of Haas, who is then fouled. 45 seconds left, 7-point ball game, and again, we're going to go shoot some free throws. And the foul is going to be on Schlottman. That is his fifth. And they are on their feet here for Sam Schlottman, who just fouled out of the ball game with 19 points. And he's out of the ball game with 45 seconds to go. The free throw back the iron and no good for Haas. Haas has one more shot here, and the free throw is up and good. His first point of the ball game. With the dribble in the offensive zone is Brady Brester. Gives it for Tyler. Tyler has it. Back out for Tyler Brester, and the pass goes through the hands of a Bobcat and out of bounds. Brady Brester couldn't come up with it, and so that'll be a turnover, and now the Jays will make their offensive substitutions, get some more ball handlers out there. And Cody Stolf inbound here with 31.2 to go, leading it by 8. And he's able to punch it in for Eilerts, and Eilerts near midcourt brings it across the timeline, gives it for Stolp, and now it's Stolp who will head to the free throw line. He is 5 of 7 from the line. ...71-63, West Point Central Catholic with the lead here. And the free throw is good by Stahl. 26.2 to go, 9-point game. Right now it's a three-possession game. And Howells is out of timeouts. I really don't think they could get there from here, regardless of what happens. And Stahl, though, can really put that last nail in, and he just nailed it. He hits the free throw, so West Point Central Catholic unquestionably going to come away with the state championship here. Dresser has it stolen away. Haas has it. He'll slow it down. Pass on the inside, taken back by Howells. Outlet pass up ahead to Bayer. He'll drive it off glass. Shot no good. Rebound, and then a walk. The rebound by Stahl. Stahl actually fell on a couple of people that were falling down in the lane. There was three of them all piled up there. And now West Point Central Catholic is going to dump their bench. And the regulars are trading places with the others, and they all get a big hug from the coaching staff, and they all sit down and start to celebrate. And now Howells is going to do the same. As fans for both sides on their feet, congratulating their young men for a valiant effort here in the state championship game. Luke Hedgman will inbound it, gets it in for Brester. Brester, left side, gets it out. Now the three-pointer on that left wing, no good. Rebound taken out by Gunther, and that's it. That's the ball game. West Point Central Catholic with a 73-63 win over the Howells Bobcats to pick up the state championship. Congratulations to the Blue Jays. Your 2011 Class D1 state championship. And congratulations to them. That was a hard-fought, well-earned win here for West Point Central Catholic. And they last won the state championship back-to-back in Class C1 back in 1998 and 99. So this will be their first state championship since the 99 season. Congratulations to the West Point Central Catholic Blue Jays. 21-8 on the season. They were the number one overall seed in the tournament, and they win it by 10 over Howells, 73-63. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have our Misco Sports postgame report. We'll give you the official final numbers, and we'll wrap things up here from game number 4 of the state championships at the Devaney Sports Center. We'll do that when we come back with the Misco Sports postgame report right after this.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center, obviously, with the state championships all wrapping up now. Time to start turning our attention to the spring sports season. And they remind you at Misco's, if you have a baseball, softball, travel team, they've got the hats, the uniforms, the travel bags. They also carry a great selection of bats, gloves, cleats, socks, belts, catcher's equipment, batting gloves. They have all the training and practice accessories that you need for both softball and baseball. And if you need anything for track, they can get you covered there as well as soccer. Nisco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center. See us before the games begin. As the championship medals in the process of being handed out here, and the runner-up medals as well. Congratulations to Howells finishing as state runners-up, and they end their season at 24-3. West Point Central Catholic now 21-8 as they win the state championship. Let's take a look at all the numbers for you, and we'll start first of all for Howells. Sam Schlottman led the way with 19 points in the ball game. Also, Brian Bayer finished with 19 points as well and 6 rebounds, 11 points for Jordan Wajacek, and he finished with 11 points and 9 rebounds here for Howells. 6 points for Tyler Breston, 3 points for Dylan Dostal, 3 points also for Trent Massney, who fouled out of the game, and 2 points for Matt Gooch, who also came up with 7 big rebounds here for Howells, as they still ended up getting out-rebounded by West Point Central Catholic, 43-29. They were out-rebounded at one point by a 2-1 margin at halftime, and they really were able to narrow that down here in the second half. Now for the state champions, the West Point Central Catholic Blue Jays, as they were led by 4 different players in double figures here tonight. Alex Steeren finished with 16 points and 8 rebounds, 14 points for Cody Stolpe. He had a couple of rebounds. 13 points for Nathan Bruning. He also had 5 rebounds and 10 points for Bernard Eilert off the bench here for the West Point Central Catholic Blue Jays. Another great effort from Anthony Ritter. He finished with 8. Nathan Ulrich, he finished with 8 points to go with 11 rebounds. Ritter also had 8 rebounds. Also 1 point for Nate Haas and 1 point for Austin Petrowski, who hit 1 out of 1 free throw here in the ball game. For West Point Central Catholic. Once again, your final in this one, it was West Point Central Catholic 73, Howells 63. I'm looking at the official numbers. That has to be wrong. That free throw has to belong to Cody Stolpe, who would have finished with 15 points in the ball game, because you can't go 1 out of 1 from the free throw line and have that be your only shot attempt on the day. That just can't be done. So in any event, West Point Central Catholic does win this one by a final score of 73-63. And again, the rebounding numbers advantage West Point Central Catholic 43-29 over Howells. And shooting from the field advantage West Point Central Catholic as well. They shot 42% from the field in the first half and 67% in the second half. They were 50% in the game, 24 of 48 from the floor in the game, as only 38% shooting here for Howells, as Howells shot a little bit better in the second half and finished with 38% in the game. So again, West Point Central Catholic shot 50% from the floor, had 14 more rebounds, and put those two stats together, it equates to a 10-point win. West Point Central Catholic 73, Howells 63, as they win the state championship. Next game is the Class B championship, where South Sioux City would be the prohibitive favorite in this one against the Gretna Dragons. And they, again, this is everybody saying going in, South Sioux City was the team to beat, and they do advance to the championship. And a lot of people thought that it would be Gretna on the other side of the bracket, and that's exactly who it is. So it'd be a good matchup in Class B. And don't forget, around 8:30, we'll have coverage of the Minden State Championship game for you as well, here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. Doug Duda with the call in both Classes B and C1 later tonight. So that's going to do it for me throughout the course of the season here on ESPN 1460 and 1550 in Kearney, Hastings, and Minden. And glad you could join us for high school basketball throughout the course of the year. Appreciate the opportunity to give you high school basketball coverage throughout Central Nebraska and here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Glad you could join us throughout the course of the year, and look forward to, time to start counting down the days until we have high school football season as well. As I'll enjoy the spring sports season, don't get me wrong, but I don't really get to work too many of those games. So we'll be looking forward to doing more high school football and basketball next year here on Classic, on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, as well as on ESPN. So I'm Randy Bushkar. Thank you so much for joining us. For Stacy, our engineer back in the studios, thanks for joining us. Doug will have a call of the next game, which will be tipping off. It's scheduled for a tip. Let me find my schedule here as I kind of move things around. Let's see. There would be it'll be a 6:30 tip here in Class B, as that's what the original schedule says, but that's probably not going to happen. As 6:30 tip-off, they have not put any time left on the clock at all. So it'll be a good 20-25 minutes or so before they tip off the next game. But we will have coverage of that next game for you right here on ESPN. I'm Randy Bushkar. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.